The Kingdom of Alba, which is the modern Kingdom of Scotland, Alba remains the Gaelic term for Scotland, emerges in our historical sources in the decades around about 900. It seems to be the direct successor of the Pictish kingdom ruled by the kings of Fortriu, but its elite seemed to be Gaelic speakers who had their origins in Dalriada. Traditional history says that talks about a union of the Picts and the Scots, but this is history that was written not long after the union between England and Scotland. So what we have here are 18th and 19th century intellectuals using modern language to try and conceptualise the distant past. By the 12th century, there was a legend in existence that the Scots had actually committed genocide against the Picts and wiped them out entirely. But this seems to have been something that was retrospectively worked out by people in the 12th century looking around and realising that everyone spoke Gaelic and everyone was called Scots, and trying to figure out how it had happened. If we actually look at the fragmentary evidence for the 9th, 10th and 11th centuries, it looks as if there was a gradual Scotticisation of a largely Pictish territory. The name Alba literally means Britain. It's the Irish word for the island of Britain. And what exactly it means as a kingdom name is debated. It may mean it's the land of Irish people in Britain, in much the same way as we nowadays talk about America. We mean English-speaking America. We don't mean all the Latin American countries. It's shorthand for English speakers. You just mean the bit of America where they're like us. And that may be how Alba arose. Or it may be a translation of a Pictish term. There would have been a Pictish name, something like Albith, which would have had much the same meaning. But we have no hard evidence of that being used.